You know that feeling. You've spent ages, like hours, getting your resume just right, tweaking the cover letter. Then you hit submit and it just feels like poof, gone into some kind of digital black hole. That little nagging thought, did a person even see this? It's something so many of us feel, right? And there was this headline recently, it really nailed it. Are recruiters ignoring your application because of AI filters? Which is right. It feels less like you're showing what you can do and more like you're, I don't know, trying to guess the password for some machine. Our guide for this deep dive actually uses a pretty interesting analogy. It says modern job hunting feels a bit like swiping left on Tinder. So today we're going to unpack that. We'll look at how these AI filters are, well, really changing the game right at the start of hiring. And maybe more importantly, what parts of us, the really valuable human stuff, might be getting lost because of it.
Yeah, and the perspective we're drawing on comes from Rob Van Linde. He calls himself a Dutch curious guy into agility, innovation, digitalization, and AI. So he gets both the tech side and the practical job market stuff. Our mission today really is to dig into how AI is affecting job applications, understand that impact, and then crucially explore this other idea he puts forward, a more, you know, human-centered way, reconnecting, essentially.
I think that starting point, that frustration Rob talks about, it just hits home for so many people. That feeling, your application, aren't even seen by a person. It's like you pour everything into it, send it off, and just hope it lands somewhere, gets read. It feels a bit impersonal.
Oh, absolutely impersonal. And that system, the one that feels like a void, often it's these applicant tracking systems, APS. Now, when we say AI filters here, sometimes it's not like super advanced AI learning everything. Often it's more rule-based or, you know, algorithms scanning for specific keywords pulled from the job description. The idea is efficiency, right? To handle the sheer volume of applications, get through the initial pile quickly.
Okay, so it's about speed and keywords. But it sounds like the way it filters is maybe too rigid. Like efficiency might be pushing out actual discovery.
That's exactly the problem. And Rob points this out very clearly. If those filters, the AI filters, aren't set up right, or maybe the whole system is just poorly managed, well, then even top-tier applications can fall through the cracks. Think about it. Maybe the system wants the exact job title, senior product manager. But your resume says lead product strategist. Your duties, identical, but the system might just skip it or score it lower.
Wow. So it just uses a slightly different word.
Exactly. Or maybe it struggles with skills that transfer across roles, or doesn't like your resume format, or just can't grasp the nuance of a project you described because you didn't use the magic keyword it was told to find. Real expertise, valuable experience, it can just get missed. The algorithm doesn't have that human context.
That's powerful. It makes you think how many great candidates are overlooked for something so small. So we're basically asking these algorithms, which might be flawed or just narrowly focused, to judge human potential. And this Tinder era Rob talks about, it really hits the individual, doesn't it? It's disheartening. The source says the personal story, the motivation, and the soft skills that make us unique often get lost along the way.
Yeah.
So you listening, think about it. What parts of your professional self, your drive, your personality, how you handle pressure, your creativity, what gets missed by a keyword scanner?
Precisely. We lose that whole picture, the richness of what makes someone good at their job, beyond just a list of tasks. Those soft skills you just mentioned, leadership, adaptability, building rapport, you know, emotional intelligence, even just genuine excitement for the role. How does an algorithm measure that from a PDF? It's almost impossible. These are the human things. And ATS might see project management, sure. But can it tell if you're the kind of manager who truly inspires the team or who sees problems coming? No. And that's not just bad for the applicant. It's a loss for the company, too. They might be filtering out their next star player.
Right. It feels like we're trying to measure something inherently human with a tool that just isn't built for it, like trying to measure charisma with a ruler.
Right.
But okay, so we see the problem, the frustration. But Rob Van Linde's piece, it does offer a way out. It talks about true human connections, which, okay, sounds maybe a little bit like standard career advice, right?
Yeah.
Network more. Is there something more to it in his source? Is he getting at a deeper principle here?
That's a good question. And yeah, I think he is digging deeper than just go network. He's not just stating the obvious. He's saying that the information you get from a real conversation, even a short one, the stuff you can't write down easily, your passion, how you think on your feet, the nuances, that often tells you more than keywords on a page. Our brains are wired for that, you know. To pick up on things in ATS just can't. Enthusiasm, body language, context. And that's where he sees the real value, bypassing the algorithm, basically, using our human ability to connect and understand each other. It's kind of a push for old school methods in this very digital world. Recognizing that technology helps, sure, but it can also strip out the important stuff, the humanity.
Okay, so it's about finding value beyond the bullet points. And Rob, being, as you said, practical and direct, he's actually doing something about it. He has this plan. Instead of just firing off applications online, he's planning on personally stopping by companies in the Amsterdam Zuidas over the next few weeks. He literally believes that a quick personal chat can achieve more than any standardized online application. That feels bold, doesn't it? Almost radical today when everyone applies online.
Right.
He's kind of like interrupting the system with a handshake.
Exactly. And that action, it represents a bigger idea, I think. The philosophy that sometimes the best way forward is to take a step back away from the digital hunt and toward real human connection. Mm. It's not just about Amsterdam Zuidas. It's about the value of actually engaging directly. For the applicant, yes, but also for the employer. It allows for a much more holistic view. You get a sense of the person, their drive, their personality fits the team. Things keywords just don't capture. It acknowledges that real value is often in those unquantifiable things, how someone talks about their work, their passion. So stepping back from only digital methods means putting human judgment and connection back in the center. It challenges that idea that pure efficiency is always the best way.
This really brings up a point for you listening right now. Maybe you can't physically walk into offices like Rob plans to, but what's the core message here? What can you take away from this? It seems to be about being, well, more proactive, more creative in showing your story, your motivation, those soft skills. So how could you do that, even digitally? Well, one thought is personalized outreach, maybe on LinkedIn or similar platforms, not just a generic connect request, but a short, specific message, showing you've done your homework on the company, or even a specific person's work. Ask for a quick virtual coffee, maybe just an informational chat. Second, maybe think about how your application tells a story. Could you include a short video intro or a portfolio link that shows your process, not just the end result, even just tweaking your online profiles to better highlight projects or experiences that show those soft skills in action? And third, networking events, yeah, virtual or in-person, building real connections before you need something. So when a role opens up, you're not just resume, hashtag 547, you're, you know, a person they already know. It's about finding ways, any way really, to make that human connection stand out from the algorithm.
That sums it up well. We've gone from the sort of shared frustration with AI screening, the feeling that your story gets lost, to this powerful, maybe deceptively simple idea. Reconnecting through actual human interaction. Rob Van Linde's approach is really a strong reminder, isn't it? Technology streamlines, yes, it makes things efficient. But it can also filter out the very essence of what makes us valuable employees and colleagues, our humanity, our unique stories, the potential that an algorithm just isn't designed to see. The digital gatekeepers are definitely getting smarter. But maybe our strategies need to get smarter too, sometimes by going back to basics.
So the big question for you to think about is this. In a world that's getting more automated all the time, how can you deliberately make space for genuine human connection? How can you make sure your unique value truly gets seen? Not just when you're looking for a job, but in all parts of your professional life. What's one small step back, like Lob suggests, that you could take this week? Maybe a thoughtful email, a specific question you ask someone new, a real conversation, something to make that connection, to tell your story in a way no algorithm ever could? Definitely something to ponder as you move forward. Until next time.